Democrats dragged the House in on a Saturday to debate and vote on the Delivering for America Act.
I would think if we're being brought here on a Saturday in the middle of a pandemic, it's to help those millions of families who are struggling, Madam Speaker. I would think if we're going to come here on a Saturday, it would be to help those millions of small businesses, the restaurants in South Louisiana and New Orleans that don't even know if they're going to open again because of where we are right now in this pandemic. You would think that's what we would be here for. But instead, Madam Speaker, why are we here? For a fabricated crisis. The Wall Street Journal, Nancy Pelosi goes politically postal. Congress ought to be embarrassed by this evidence-free conspiracy theory. It's the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. I was a postal service regulator for 18 years. Don't panic. The service is perfectly capable of handling election mail. That was a Bill Clinton era appointee.
Feigning an appreciation for the post office because of its timely political leverage.
It is an all-American institution which enjoys the overwhelming support of the American people for a reason. Again, enshrined in the Constitution, an inseparable part of our national story, helping transition America from colonies to country.
UPS and FedEx are doing just fine. Right? No, they are. I mean, it's the post office that's always having problems.
The Delivering for America Act would support the post office with $25 billion more dollars, regardless of the post office and others saying they don't need the money. In fact, they have more than they need.
Imagine small businesses watching on a Saturday because they can't open. They're not even sure if they're going to be in business next week because they have no money in the bank. And they're hearing about this crisis. Congress is coming here on a Saturday. And then they find out the post office has over $12 billion in the bank. They've got access to a line of credit of $10 billion from Treasury that they can't get today because they've got too much money in the bank. And it's so important, Madam Speaker, that 68 Democrats chose not even to show up today. 68.
The leftist conspiracy machine churned out every possible angle they could muster.
I'm here today because my constituents are not receiving their prescription drugs. Businesses are not receiving their mail. People are not receiving their mail.
This administration is waging an authoritarian campaign to sabotage this election by manipulating the Postal Service to suppress our votes. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is fascism. In Michigan right now, machines capable of sorting 35,000 pieces of mail per hour have disappeared from postal facilities.
Their theater of delusions is actually a power play rewarding the unions and the Biden campaign with a mail-in election process not seen since the Democrats of 1864 attempted to deny Abraham Lincoln re-election through the first run of mail-in ballots. These Democrats, also referred to as copperheads, had looked for an immediate compromise with the Confederates and the end of the abolition movement. The mail-in scandal met with disastrous results for the schemers. As Elizabeth Harrington pointed out, instead of having registered voters request ballots to prevent massive amounts of ballots being sent to dead people and those who have moved away, Pelosi's new bill sends ballots automatically to all voters, regardless if they are eligible or not. Dead cats and dogs will also receive ballots as they have in the past. The bill would prohibit any limits on delaying mail service, while putting the future of America in the hands of a postal service whose political intentions are anybody's guess. Whereas Town Hall reported just last month, four men in New Jersey, including a sitting councilman and a councilman-elect, were charged with multiple counts of voter fraud that involved tampering with the mail, stealing ballots, and falsifying ballots. And a mailman in West Virginia was charged with voter fraud after altering several registration form requests to change the political party affiliation. What could go wrong? The vote in the House was 257 to 150, with 26 Republicans duped into voting on the Delivering for America Act with the Democrats. John Bound reporting.
Ha! constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars, saying Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. We are now 71 days out from the most important election in human history, a referendum of globalism and worldwide tyranny against Americanism worldwide. And with Trump, it's been Americanism, not globalism. It's been the credo, and that's why the enemy is striking back with everything they've got. Thank you so much for joining us on this live August 23rd Sunday transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here as we are every Sunday evening, thanks to your support, the good graces of our Heavenly Father, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, let's launch right into it. There is a headline on InfoWars.com today for the live feed of the show that has the live audio and video links in it. Breaking: Biden says he would kill 10 million people if recommended by scientists. That's the headline. Breaking: Biden says he would kill 10 million people if recommended by scientists. Now, I've been running headlines like that the last few months, and they've been proven accurate. I'll show you in a moment. Just hoping the New York Times or Media Matters or somebody bites into it and attacks it. Of course, they don't. Where's USA Today's fact checker on this? They're nowhere. And it's not about Alex Jones being right. It's about simple math that I'm about to show everybody here on air, because I've got all these hundreds of incredible stories. I've got 19 amazing clips. I've got all this important stuff breaking, but this is the big enchilada right now. So let me read you these headlines, and then I'll go back into the big enchilada. And then I hope you'll decide to call your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know, and tell them to tune in so we can turn this ship around. Let's just read these headlines. Virginia plans mandatory COVID-19 vaccines for all residents. UN food chief warns famine of biblical proportions looms for humanity due to COVID-19, that normally 10 million starve to death a year, that they predict 18 million will starve to death this year. Here's another one, Fox News. UN warns coronavirus fallout will lead to next pandemic, global starvation. It's not coronavirus doing it. It's the panic and the hysteria. 8 million extra dead people when corona hasn't even killed 1 million worldwide, with fudge numbers. Because whether it's Germany or England or Australia, the U.S. or Canada or Mexico, they count automobile accidents as corona because the states get money and the locales get money for every corona death. All set up by the UN. All fraud from the top. Let's continue. Here's the United Nations, and I'm going to go over this more in a moment, and the worldcounts.com using UN numbers. You say, well, you don't believe the UN. No, they're accurate on the numbers of starving to death a year, probably conservative, if anything. It's estimated that a child dies every 10 seconds. Up to 20 million Africans starve to death a year. Some years are bigger, some are less. The average is only about 10 million. That's a good thing. And it just goes on from there that hundreds of millions are estimated to starve to death from malnutrition. They don't call it starvation itself, where you die of no calories and look like a concentration camp victim, like little kids being eaten by buzzards while they're still alive in Central Africa and Northern Africa. But you die from a cold or the flu because you're so malnourished. And I've got the numbers here latest numbers dying of malnutrition, 822 million in 2018. Yeah, starvation is the number one cause of death. COVID pandemic could last another 2 years, says World Health Organization, UN. And Bill Gates says the third world will never reopen, which is a total and complete death sentence. So let's talk about that headline. Joe Biden has come out and said that if scientists tell him to do another lockdown, that he will order a lockdown. Now that's the scientist that told us 2.5 million Americans would be dead by August, and it's 170,000, and most of those are other deaths, other causes. He's the one that is telling us to do whatever scientists say, that use the deaths of people that died of other things as COVID. He's the one that has first told us don't wear masks, now wear masks. We're supposed to do it. Fauci and the United Nations tell us, no matter if it's a death sentence for the third world and a poverty sentence for us in the first world, I would shut country down again if recommended by scientists. So what does that translate to? He would kill an additional 8 million people the UN projects will starve to death this year, and millions more after that, to save a few hundred thousand who are obese, have diabetes, are super old, and don't take care of themselves. The average death age is 85. Oh, and they send COVID patients who are healthy to nursing homes to get some deaths. It's roughly 44% of nationwide deaths are in nursing homes. They lock your family out so you can't see your family, but they send patients to infect them. And it's 10 states that did it, all Democrat. And those same 10 states are run by criminals like Cuomo, if you remember, who said, the NRA can't have an event here. You can't have a pro-police event. We'll arrest Ted Nugent and members of Congress if they break our state quarantine and come here. You'll be locked up for 14 days. Oh, but the MTV Awards, they can go forward with no screening, no nothing. Of course, it's all a hoax. Governor Newsom keeps his wineries and restaurants open. He has the biggest in the state. Everybody else is closed or reduced. He never closed. These are master criminals, and it's their new religion to put masks on us and take our temperatures and stick crap down our noses, and they admit the tests are over 60% fraudulent, depending on the type of test. It's all admitted. They've had thousands of clinics across the United States come up with 100% COVID positive test. You believe that? No, they get money when they get positive tests. And hospitals get $12,000. For every person that has COVID, and another 40-something thousand for every person they snake a tube down their throat, intubate. And it's all set up by the UN. Globalist corporations set the policy. The UN puts it out. We follow it. And we're told the UN is in charge. Oh, the WHO, the gold, platinum, diamond, crown standard. If they say it, you do it. And they lied about the origin, they lied about the spread, they lied about gain of function, they lie. And now China's open for business, everybody else is, but not us. America's the worst. We're the worst. We have the most deaths. We have everything. We're the country that sucks because the same bureaucrats have actuaried the numbers to do the most tests here and to claim the most deaths here to demonize us because it's an attack on the U.S. economy and our sovereignty and the election, and the Democrats even admit that. And now Cuomo at the DNC last week called it the European virus. Upside-downing reality and taking In God We Trust off the money the Democrats say they want to do and taking out of the national Pledge of Allegiance, and to God, one nation under God, they're assaulting everything because they want to be God. Now, I have a solution when we come back, and I have something positive when we come back. Then I'm going to get into how to save these millions of people and the real numbers and what it means to the economy here and how bad it's going to get if we don't end this whole hoax and this charade now. But you know Governor Newsom, and they also did it on the East Coast in New Jersey and New York. You know they closed the beaches off and on the last 5 months till people just rebelled and ignored it, and local governments did. Well, in central Texas, the rivers and the creeks and the springs are our beaches. And they have tried to close rivers and creeks where people tube and relax that are on city and county property all over the state. People just refused. The police have refused to enforce. And so they had to stop it in most of the state, except Austin, that's totally globalist run and run by big tech and the Chi-Coms. They have closed the main river area. They have closed the springs. They have totally closed Barton Springs. We went to the main park, climbed the fence, and went in. Over 300 people showed up. This is the solution to the tyranny when we come back. This was the second week, and it was amazing. And Owen Schroeder gave an incredibly powerful speech. This is how you respond to the tyrants telling you you're locked down. Oh, but the Silicon Valley and the globalists, their parties, their MTV music awards, they go forward. But Trump's bad that he's allowing the RNC to not be virtual and have real people. Oh, he's bad, though.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score. Now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week. The Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off. Starting with the 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body combo, Extendawise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. Ah! Ah!
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Coming up next segment, I'll back up the facts. The UN globalist Bill Gates' leftist depopulation agenda. Biden says he'd kill an additional 10 million people if recommended by scientists. That's coming up next segment. And there's so much more we're going to lay out today on this live Sunday broadcast. But I want to go to this special report. It's the featured video at band.video. It's the answer to tyranny is to take action. To go to the city park where they've dammed up the springs and have blocked people from going into it and have tried to close the public areas as well. We went there. We said no. The police gave us high fives, gave our crew hugs, and understand what's really happening and understand what the score is. So this is a critical video for not just here, but around the world to end the lockdown, to end the siege, to end the people being held hostage by the globalists in their giant COVID hoax. Here it is yesterday in Austin.
You may have tried to close Martin Springs, but it's open because we, the people, are opening it. Yeah! It's North Korea. This is Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, is tyranny. That's what it's like to live in communist China or Soviet Russia, where they arbitrarily want to tell you that you can't go use that park. All to show you that you're slaves, all to show you that you're garbage, all to make you submit. Hey, lifeguards. Are you guarding our liberty and freedom, or are you proud of how they shut down Martin Springs just because we were coming here today? Are you proud of being tyrants? The left doesn't want any walls for the border, but they want to put up walls to your park and tell you can't come in them because they're part of a nasty cult of sick, evil control freaks. This COVID takeover is a total end of America. The whole thing's a fraud, and it's disgusting. And we will fight your evil commies all over Austin when you try to steal our land, you scum.
It was really a guy there playing the pipe. That's real. It was actually amazing to be around a big group of people not wearing masks in the cult, in the fear. It was like I was back in America, back in the real world. Folks, we're having fun. No one knew that walruses could climb fences. Wait and watch. Giant freshwater park, right out of the ground, spring water. Healthiest place to be. Communists say you can't go to it, or the area that's free.
This is under the jurisdiction of the game warden. This is an illegal fence. This is part of our waterway. And yes, I am that man.
That's right. Austin illegally dammed up that, basically it's a river. Martin Creek's huge.
This is an illegal waterway. This is an illegal fence. This is our waterway under Texas law. Thank you, sir.
Finally, they sent one police officer. They had like 100 mobilized. The police just stood down.
You're going to have to go that way. So you've got to call the
game.
You got to go that way.
This is a mistake to front that line. If they are held under civil law grant, the riparian orders cannot prevent the public from gaining access to the river by means of a highway right of way, by erection of fence, by the erection of fence, by the erection of a fence, by the erection of a fence. Villain and cannot prevent the public from going up and down. Cannot prevent the public from going up and down the river in boats and fishing in its waters by the erection of fences across the river. What part of that do you not understand?
That's the state law.
Okay, let me hold that.
Hundreds of people, probably 300.
Yes, sir.
You guys having fun, right? You guys
having normally fun. There'd be about 1,000 out there, but
you're better than what you
forced it back open.
Hey, here's what I'm going to say about what's happening right here. All around the country, we have seen police officers take a knee for riot mobs that want to defund them and call for their deaths in the street. Now, it may not be today. But one day, our great men in blue that we support and love so much, one day, our great police officers will realize you don't need to take a knee for us. You need to stand with us.
Yeah!
And though that day may not be today, someday, our great men in blue will realize who are their allies and who literally wants them defunded and dead. And so we came over here, and this is our peaceful protest to swim in waters that legally belong to us. And so it may not be today where the police decide to stand for freedom and stand for the Constitution and stand for the Bill of Rights and stand for the United States of America. But someday in the near future, if we continue to execute our rights peacefully and we continue to show them that we have their backs and we're in this together, someday they will stand with us and someday they will take down the fence that blocks us from being free.
All right, the full report is up on Band.Video. There's a really fun little part at the very end that you don't want to miss. It's at Band.Video. Citizens invade, closed Austin Park, shut down by Communist City Council. And remember, while we're having our park shut down and small businesses shut down, it's making people go bankrupt and have depressions and commit suicide, which are up massively, the third world is literally starving to death. And I'm going to break this down in detail when we come back and then shift gears into all the other news, the massive election fraud being pushed by the Democrats and so much more. It could not be a more critical time in the fight for human liberty and the power you have to change the world. They're censoring members of Congress, the president, everybody now, because they know people are waking up and they know they're going to lose again. This transmission is designed with truth to break their blockade. We have the satellites. We have the radio affiliates, the TV affiliates. We have our own servers. We have Band.Video. We have a giant operation you help fund and build. So use the weapon system now. Use InfoWars. Spread the link so everyone tune in now. Take action.
You can really break civilizations down into two types. Predatory and non-predatory. Or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and VasoBeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. It just so happens that President Trump is now making this big announcement on this new therapeutic plasma treatment. There are many of these treatments that are very well known to have amazing effects, not just on COVID-19, but other pneumonias that are out there. And so the media is trying to play this down because they don't want hope. They want to kill the stock market and keep the lockdown in forever, even though COVID-19 is about one quarter as deadly as the seasonal flu, with a 0.0032 number. And that's even with all the people that die of other things fraudulently put in the column. The next segment, I'll hit the crime of the millennia, the mass starvation of the world, what COVID-19 is really designed to do. Here's the president speaking live. He's coming to the podium.
All right, once again, a big announcement from the president regarding convalescent plasma. Let's listen.
Hope you had a great weekend at your convention. And we're going to have a great convention coming up, and I look forward to it. But before I discuss a very historic breakthrough in our fight against the China virus, I'd like to provide an update on the recent wildfires in California and the storms in the Gulf of Mexico. Yesterday, I approved a major disaster declaration for California, spoke to Governor Newsom as they battle two of the worst wildfires in the history of their state. That continues. The federal government has already deployed over 26,000 first responders and personnel to battle the wildfires.
All right, we're going to cut away from this live feed until he gets into the new COVID announcement that he said is a big announcement with this treatment. You know, they also have the antibodies from llamas. That was 5 months ago, conclusive. You inject somebody with those, and if they have pneumonia, it'll cure them, not just COVID. But you've also have all these medical doctors that have treat hundreds of patients apiece who say you just give them a steroid inhaler, and it's an autoimmune response. That's what's causing the problem. But there's all these treatments. They don't want you to know that. The UN says it's a tube down your throat. Well, you're not having the virus eat the tissue. You're having an autoimmune response. The lungs aren't failing because they're full of liquid. They're failing because they've swollen up like when a bee stings you and the same thing happens. What do? An EpiPen or a steroid inhaler. Or if it's not that bad, you take Benadryl. I personally have been stung by bees many times, did not become allergic till a whole swarm stung me 10, 15 times. You know, like in a cartoon, a big swarm around me chased me into the house, stinging me all over, and I swole up and took a bunch of Benadryl and almost had to call an ambulance, but then I started being able to breathe. I was okay. I didn't call an ambulance. Put baking soda all over my head and you know, try to get the poison out. You know, that's what goes on. That's what happens. So we now have the president is going to this new development that the media is trying to suppress right now. Here it is.
I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement in our battle against the China virus that will save countless lives. The FDA has issued an emergency use authorization, and that's such a powerful term, emergency use authorization, for a treatment known as convalescent plasma. This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies from the blood of recovered patients to help treat patients battling a current infection. It's had an incredible rate of success. Today's action will dramatically expand access to this treatment. And I want to thank Dr. Hahn and Secretary Azar. I want to thank the FDA, all of the people that have been working very hard on this. It showed tremendous potential. This is the only possible, and it's only made possible because of Operation Warp Speed. That is, everybody working together. We're years ahead of approvals than we would be if we went by the speed levels of past administration. We'd be 2 years, 3 years behind where we are today. And that includes in vaccines that you'll be hearing about very soon, very shortly. To deliver treatments and vaccine to save lives, we're removing unnecessary barriers and delays, not by cutting corners, but by marshaling the full power of the federal government. We provided $48 million to fund the Mayo Clinic study that tested the efficacy of convalescent plasma for patients with the virus. Through this study, over 100,000 Americans have already enrolled to receive this treatment, and it has proven to reduce mortality by 35%. It's a tremendous number. The FDA, MIT, Harvard, and Mount Sinai Hospital have also found convalescent plasma to be a very effective method of fighting this horrible disease. Based on the science and the data, the FDA has made the independent determination that the treatment is safe and very effective. Recently, we provided up to $270 million to the American Red Cross and America's Blood Centers to support the collection of up to 360,000 units of plasma. In late July, we launched a nationwide campaign to ask patients who have recovered, and these are patients that have been incredible the way they've donated. But these are people recovered from the virus to donate plasma. Since then, weekly plasma donations have doubled. And today, I once again urge all Americans who have recovered from the virus to go to.
All right, we'll continue to monitor this. And if we get some of the scientists up there, we'll talk about this. This is all well known. And they also have plasma from donkeys, plasma from llamas that just automatically have resistance and immunity to things like this. Sharks, they're studying and have found, don't ever get cancer. You can have a 200-year-old Greenland great white shark, it's a sub-variety of those, and they just don't get cancer. They now think some sharks might live 500 years. I mean, why don't they get cancer? Why do we? Well, because we're mammals and we have hormones and we're jacked up. We're warm-blooded. So we're That's why dogs only live, you know, 15 years. Their hearts beat twice as fast. They're just, they're on a faster clock. But we're on a powerful clock. We are pretty amazing creatures, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to get into all the science. You can research it yourself. It's just that this virus kills, with all the added numbers of people that died in gunshot wounds and cancer and the flu, and I saw skydiving accidents. I mean, you name it. They're all motorcycle accidents. They're all put in there. And that's done to create the fear. It's still, the national average is similar to Europe's average. The averages vary, but it's all 0.0032, 0.34, 0.37. I mean, the flu might kill 0.1% that get it every year. And they're almost always old, out of shape, whatever. And that's how this works. But the idea that we're all locked inside, we all wear masks, we all do this for something they said was killing 4% of people. Let me tell you something. If there was something out there killing 4% of people, I would want anybody that had it to be quarantined. That's what you do. You don't quarantine everybody. It's impossible. It doesn't work. And the studies show it. But all these medical doctors have come out, all these epidemiologists, all these virologists, all these scientists, they've said what I've said. We've played their clips here. They're all banned off of the media. YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, they all delist it. They all push it down. They all take it off. They all suppress it in an organized criminal takeover. And then they endorse China for all of its tyranny and say they're the model. Keep everyone locked down on a permanent basis. And now, I've talked to sources inside the Austin Independent School District, also the Pflugerville School District and others, and it's in the news that Virginia and California and others are preparing mandatory vaccines, the experimental ones that skipped human, skipped animal trials and went right to these accelerated human trials where 100% of the people that were in the strong vaccine trial were sick and hospitalized, 80% with the weak vaccine that they say doesn't give you immunity. So why is Trump saying the deep state's trying to block the vaccine coming out and all that? He means a way to end the fear, to get the stock market boosted, to win the election, to be the hero. Because he knows the UN wants to get rid of him and make Bill Gates the hero later with forced inoculations and endless lockdown. So he's playing this Machiavelli game with them, because I know he knows about the vaccines, to sit there and accelerate the program to make sure it's not their vaccine, and then to just shut down the whole hoax once we have something that supposedly cures this hoax. He wants to kill one hoax with another hoax, but he says it won't be mandatory vaccines.
You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation, with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power
dollar stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Live
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Live, raw, and uncensored. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So let's get right into it. There are hundreds of issues and hundreds of different sub-agendas that roll into the larger globalist planetary agenda that they've laid out on record and that I've chronicled here in detail. But at the base of it is the power to decide who lives and who dies and to be able to carry out the orderly, in their words, depopulation of the planet, not just the third world. Because a lot of people in the first world go, oh, well, get rid of the third world. Especially leftists that tell you there's too many people. Oh, they want you all to have the COVID shot because they love life, but man, there's too many people. Let's abort all those brown babies. But you have to understand, even if you're what you call a tribalist or racist, you see the third world being turned into armies of anti-white operatives. That's being done by the globalists to make us clash together and kill each other. Even if you say, okay, go ahead and kill the brown people. Let's just get down to brass tacks here and think you're with Bill Gates, think you're with Ted Turner, think you're with Oprah Winfrey, think you're with Bill Gates. You're not. So let's lay out the facts. And this is the UN being honest. And I don't just go off the UN's numbers. When they're lying about saying it wasn't person to person in Wuhan 8 months ago, I told you they were lying, or 7 months ago. I've studied the real numbers from other independent organizations, agencies, international aid groups. And if anything, these numbers are lower than what the UN is saying. And the UN then uses the horror they exacerbate and that they accentuate and that they add fuel to then raise billions of dollars and have every supermodel and Hollywood star saying, you know, give money to UNICEF, save children in Africa, when meanwhile, you know what they're really doing. The ones that live are being shipped off to slave mines or being sold into sex slavery. So there's the headline at Infowars.com. I hope you share it for the live feed today after the show today. It'll be an archive of the show. Biden says he would kill 10 million people if, quote, recommended by scientists, Sunday Live. Now, is that an exaggeration by us? Is that clickbait? No, it's not. Here's what Joe Biden just had to say about it. He'll do whatever select globalist scientists say, not what all the doctors and epidemiologists and virologists unanimously coming out across the world saying hydroxychloroquine, zinc deficiencies, vitamin D, vitamin C, llama antibodies, simple steroid inhalers. Don't intubate people, it kills them. Don't send people that are sick to nursing homes. That'll kill more than it kills 44% of the total number. They know what they're doing. They're suppressing all the truth, all the real doctors, and trying to suppress the president while they scare us and say it's a problem that can never be fixed until America collapses and the UN takes over. While the UN advises the takeover of our police. So here it is, Fox News. UN warns coronavirus fallout will lead to next pandemic. You mean UN warns coronavirus hysteria and fraud and lockdown will lead to the next pandemic. Global starvation. Again, here's what Joe Biden had to say about it.
Sworn in come January, and we have coronavirus and the flu combining, which many scientists have said is a real possibility. Would you be prepared to shut this country down again?
I would be prepared to do whatever it takes to save lives, because we cannot get the country moving until we control the virus. That is the fundamental flaw of this administration's thinking to begin with. In order to keep the country running and moving and the economy growing and people employed, you have to fix the virus. You have to deal with the virus.
So if the scientists say shut it down?
I would shut it down. I would listen to the scientists.
That means Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates, who's not a doctor but gets up there on TV and tells you everything about your life, when it's going to reopen. Well, it never's going to really reopen, but you'll take 5 vaccines a year that go in and change your DNA, and they're going to hurt a lot of people, and I'm going to be indemnified, and I make a lot of money off of it, but so what? But if you're a TV viewer, look at that video again without audio. They're all 20-something feet away from each other. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the idiot ABC news reporter. Oh, because humans are so dangerous, you got to stay back from them. This is all showing more mistrust, more division, more lies. And they're the Democrats. They're the ones that sold us out to China. They're the ones that killed our economy. Oh, but now they want to stop the virus and control it. But it'll never be controlled because it falls positives with the regular cold virus or a bacterial infection, the flu. It's the perfect enemy. You can't see. You can't really detect. You can't ever stop. And they're telling everyone to make your children, your 2-year-olds wear them. First, it's 6-year-olds and 2-year-olds to get on airplanes or go outside. It's a cult. Stop conforming. They tell you can't have pro-police rallies. You can't have an NRA rally in New York last week. But you can have the MTV Awards, and there's no quarantine for that. Come on into the state. It's all about control. So here's the key. Big article up on Infowars.com. Similar headlines in the New York Times. UN food chief warns famine of biblical proportions looms over humanity due to COVID-19. You mean due to the lockdown, due to the hoax, due to the shutdown that sends ripple effects, where in the third world, they pay roughly half their paycheck for food. And so when we shut down, they starve to death. And it goes over the numbers. The COVID-19 hysteria pandemic may lead to a calamity of epic scale with millions facing starvation worldwide. The head of the UN's hunger fighting body, even though they're the ones triggering it all, said all the data we have, including World Food Program forecast, that the number of people experiencing malnutrition will grow by 80% by the end of the year, points to real disaster, said David Beasley, executive director of the UN World Food Program. We actually went to the UN World Food Program numbers here, and there's an estimated last numbers they got, 822 million people who in just the last few decades have starved to death. And if you look at the numbers in here, They estimate that around 9 million to 10 million people starve to death a year. But sometimes it's way, way higher. And again, they're saying this will be 80% higher this year. So we're looking at about 18 million people starving to death. And they go on to say that in Africa, 20% of the population don't get enough to eat. And so they end up being malnutritious and stunted, shorter. They don't live as long, and they have lower IQs. And that's how the old European elites would control people, was not feeding the peasants as much. They'd be called the little people. You'd have the nobles that were, you know, 2 feet higher, had bigger heads, bigger brains. When you have malnutrition, you have lower IQ, and you're more barbarous. If you feed the Africans a high diet, notice they don't want people having meat. Oh, third world doesn't get meat because high protein is associated with higher IQ. And the globalists do not want that. So they're not just going to kill an extra 8 million people, according to their own numbers. They are going to then produce tens of millions who are zombie-like. I don't care if you're black or white. You starve most of your young, developed life, or you don't get breastfed. That's why they want formula. Here in the West, plenty of food, but not nutritious. You have a smaller brain, lower IQ. Then they add fluoride on top of that. And then all the vaccines, and you get that manageable population you want. So this is the real aim of this, bringing in the cashless society, locking down the civilization, testing the censorship of doctors and scientists that don't agree, setting up internal checkpoints, bringing in the global social credit score, tracking everything you go, where you go in lifetime. Major universities in Europe and the U.S. announcing this semester, you can't leave the whole semester of the college. You'll be tracked by a cell phone you must carry that tracks where you go. It's here, folks. It's not coming. It's the plan. And the U.N. says at least two more years of total lockdown. And, of course, by then you'll be totally habituated and have your smartphones, have your apps, be tracked, be controlled. And they're announcing this fall, this winter, in Virginia, in California, mandatory vaccines to go to school, have a job, enter a government building. But it's not really that. They're mandating it, but there's waivers under law because they can't make you do this. There's vaccine liability protections. How do you make me take something that you admit has liability protection? Well, you can't. There's loopholes. So they act like it's the law when it's not. But in Australia, it's becoming the law. And in England, it's becoming the law. They're saying, we're getting rid of vaccine exemptions. You will take whatever we want. Bill Gates says 5 new COVID shots a year, and 80% that take it gets sick. I'm not kidding. I can play a CBS even admitting it. Now they're telling you it's going to make you sick. They're still going to make you, because they can't hide what it's going to do. And the studies show these vaccines are sterilizing people. They've got cancer viruses in them. And that's the old-fashioned ones. These new ones, man, they are going to destroy your immunity to everything. They're going to open you up and turn you into pod people they own and control. This is about creating the post-human era. We'll be back with hour number 2. Spread the word.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities, when you're the Speaker of the House, that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, I'm going to cover the engineered riots all over the country and where that's leading. Another leftist politician caught staging an attack on themselves. This time they filmed the whole thing. Talk about bad acting. Wow. We also got just a bunch of epic video we're going to get to coming up next segment. I don't know where to begin. There's so much to hit. I want to go out to break. This is a little short segment. With clip 10, pedo groomers from hell, because the House leader, Republican leader, has done it again. Kevin McCarthy, who I got to say, I really don't like him. He's like a very rhino-ish. He's not as bad as people before him, but man, coming out and saying there's not a giant worldwide child trafficking ring and saying that the Republicans must disavow this, and then he blames it on Q. Like, oh, see how the Q thing works? Q can be good people, bad people. It's like anonymous. But then they can have disinfo ops out there saying they're secret agents, saying they're part of this, part of that. You understand? I mean, I know the people that created it. It got taken away from them by the out-of-control system. It's gotten a little bit better. They hope it becomes a positive thing. The White House does. You know, like, I'm a real person. Talks to the president, talks to Roger Stone, everybody. Like, I'm a real quantity, been around 26 years. And then you'll just have people out of nowhere go, I'm Q Commando and Jones is fake. He's with the bad guys. And we learn that people are funded by Democrats. But once people bought into a con because they want to feel special, that it's very, very hard to get them out of it. So this whole child trafficking thing is very real. You see it all over the news, the Buster record level. And there's a lot of positive stuff going on with the whole Q thing. But now you see they can have outlandish stuff like, there's nukes going off underground battling the Cyclopses, and the kidnapped children are being freed. But that cartoonish thing then covers up from the real stuff. So let's go ahead and go to this very, very important report that deals with all this. Here it is.
This is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable just seeing it.
Yeah, the woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment. But what do predators do? They target children.
Start them young, right?
Breaking news. We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
Shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them,
shake them. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
What has this world come to?
Some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
Family programming.
There is now a push to normalize pedophilia.
This is going to be marketed to children. It's going to sexualize children. It's going to tell girls they can be boys, boys they can be girls. And it's the same kids that they just forced to watch the Cardi B softcore porn video. And so this is just a big demonic exercise.
It make me feel liberated. Right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds.
Now, does anybody in this room know how to twerk?
I couldn't even get through one episode of Big Mouth. I mean, it's literally children having the raunchiest, most disgusting sexually oriented conversation.
Meow, meow, who's got the cream?
Me, I've got the cream.
Yeah.
It will never be okay as much as Hollywood wants it to be.
Under MK Ultra, they experimented on children. We were even taught this in psychophysiology program, that if you get to a child between ages 1 and 6, or 1 or 8, especially with sexual abuse or sexual trauma, you will split their personality and they will be imprinted the rest of their life. And many times that results in split personalities and disassociative behavior and other things. And that's why it takes critical thinking. The people have got to look at this stuff critically and see what they're being fed so they can cross that psychological line that they just refuse to see it when it's right in front of them.
People that blow the whistle on elite pedophiles tend to have accidents.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many leftist false flags being conducted. It makes your head spin. And then there are so many cases of Democrats and Antifa and Black Lives Matter attacking, burning things down, engaging in criminal activity. I can't even watch them all every day. I mean, I spent hours today, at least 3 hours researching. Probably more. And that's on a Sunday. Usually it's more on a weekday. And there are hundreds of vicious clips and leftist assaults on people that I don't even have time to watch myself so that I can properly cover it. And then we've got the incredible outrages going on, which are beyond hypocrisy. Here's the article, InfoWars.com. Hypocrisy. Governor Cuomo to exempt celebrities from quarantine to attend MTV Music Awards. Now, remember, they're telling pro-police rallies can't happen. They're saying churches can't be open, synagogues can't be open, mosques can't be open. A couple weeks ago, they were going to have an NRA-sponsored deal for the police with Ted Nugent and a member of Congress, and Cuomo said, do not fly in or I will lock you up for 14 days under our quarantine law. But MTV can do what they want because it's all about the power. It's all about the control. Meanwhile, everywhere I go, I shake people's hands. Most people are awake now that I run into, but I still get the F you, Russian agent, you're going to prison, you're going to die, we're going to get you, we're going to get your family. Roger Stone just texted me this. Pastor believes church vandalized because of scheduled Roger Stone appearance. And then the news, the local TV, WSMV, just links to where it says repent. But no, it says F Roger Stone, fascist beware, we're going to get Roger Stone. And this is why Alan West and other Republicans are going to be having an event coming up next weekend in Austin. And they're not going to announce where it is until the morning of. You have to sign up for email because the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, a great guy, by the way, and Pat Green and others that are coming, Rick Green, they're going to have the meeting basically in secret because it'll be attacked. That's what it's turned into in this country. Meanwhile, Twitter censors Trump tweet about voter security disaster that we're going to hit coming up next segment because it's pouring out in the news right now that everywhere they're having these mail-in ballots already come in, it's a total disaster because it's not like an absentee ballot where you sign up for it, you get it, you know it's you. They're just randomly bombing the country with them in all these Democrat blue states and blue cities, just randomly mailing millions of them out, knowing full well the postal workers, most of them are leftist. They've already been caught engaged in fraud. They just busted one changing the names this week on ballots from Republican to Democrat so that they can carry all of this out. It's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. And then you see all the footage, like the footage we saw of the woman attacking the 7-year-old boy and stealing his hat and then physically attacking the mother, the female who stole 7-year-old boy's Make America Great Again hat, harassed his mother, has been arrested for robbery. But let's get back to that false flag. Sumter mayoral candidate fakes kidnapping beating WLTX News. And, you know, I'm tempted to not just play the clip of her faking it. Let's play some of the newscast because we should play Benny Hill music or something in the background. Investigators say Sabrina Bletcher staged her kidnapping and beating to try to get sympathy and more votes in the November election. So she was even dumber than Jesse Smollett. She actually staged the fake event. Now remember, I'm being sued by Georgetown University in the Vatican for saying Charlottesville was totally staged by them. I didn't say that. I said they had Republicans and some white supremacists with Democrats clash with Antifa knowing there'd be an explosion and the police herded them together. But they want to make the idea illegal or you'll be sued uncivil. If you question that Democrats, whether it's Bubba Wallace or Jesse Smollett or the hundreds of other cases, thousands of cases we know of, happen. But everybody knows Democrats are masters of this. Everybody understands that. So here's some of that newscast.
Developing tonight out of Sumter, police say a mayoral candidate faked a kidnapping attempt in a video she posted online. Investigators say Sabrina Belcher staged the kidnapping and had someone fake a beating to try and get sympathy and more votes in the November election. Officers say Belcher called them Tuesday night, saying she was assaulted and kidnapped during an attempted robbery. Belcher is charged with filing a false police report. Christopher James Eady is charged with conspiracy.
So if you want to know the type of folks, black, white, old, young, Hispanic, you name it, that are Democrats, it's these people. And the psychological studies in Europe, the U.S., Canada, all show the same thing. Depending on the study, 6 to 9 times more likely to steal. 5 to 10 to 15 times more likely to virtue signal and say they're giving to charity but aren't giving to charity. Way more likely to destroy a workplace. All the studies show that a leftist or a liberal will act like they care about a workplace, but will actively work to create disharmony and destroy it. They're also very, very unproductive. They're babies. They're slobs. They're chumps. They're scammers. And they take your goodwill as weakness, and they always expand the fraud. But they believe that they are the good guys. Roger Stone just sent us a video exclusively. I was just talking to him during the break, seeing if he could come on. He can't come on right now, but he sent a video about the church he was going to be speaking at. They got vandalized and had sprayed all over it. Traitor, we're going to kill Roger Stone, you name it. But again, the local news didn't show that. They just said, oh, a preacher thinks somebody sprayed on the building and put repent because of Roger. No, it says it's because of Roger. And you know conservatives and right-wingers did not stage a false flag. When have we ever been caught doing it? Because we don't do it. Literally, I don't know of a case. Take what happened in Austin a few months ago. Antifa was burning the homeless camp. We got video, so national news, mainline TV, local TV said, we did it. God strike me down if we did that. Of course we didn't do that. Antifa did it. But remember just a month ago, Antifa cannot commit a crime. Antifa has never done anything wrong. Roger actually sent me the photos. If they're not in the news, I'll show the photos in a moment. I'll pull them up. Go ahead and play Roger's response.
This is Roger Stone. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee report on their Russian collusion investigation is out, and it has 1,098 individual references to me, if you count the footnotes. The problem is that virtually all of them are wrong. For example, the committee assessed that I spoke multiple times with candidate Donald Trump regarding WikiLeaks. Assessed? That's the word that the intelligence agencies use when they have a theory that they can't prove, when they believe something is true, but they have no evidence for it. In this case, it's just wrong. Like most of this report, it's.
And again, we're live. Things are breaking. Like when we went to Trump earlier, he is sending me something on what happened to the church. That was a separate thing he sent us. So we'll have all that. Okay, I'm going to look at the election fraud and the conditioned riots and the media trying to cover it up, call it peaceful, and the latest unfolding on that front, 71 days out. By the way, we're going to be here 7 days a week starting Monday, so pray for the crew. We've tried to expand. We've been unable to, so the skeleton crew is going to run even more shows. We're trying to hire some extra people right now, but we're going to have a new show we'll tell you about coming up. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 Combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise and Vasobeats that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I usually watch the video clips that I'm going to play on the show, but Darren McBreen and Rob Dew, and of course the other great video editors like Drew and Greg Reese, just do such good jobs that a lot of times I'll just see a new clip they've made is in the folder. I'll know what the subject is. I have a little write-up, and I'll play it. And there's kind of a no man's land. The first 5 minutes of every hour, a lot of stations carry news, so we're so big on the internet, we just do our own 5 minutes right there for the TV and radio satellites and for the internet. Well, we played that little 2.5-minute clip that I guess is up at band.video. I didn't see it there. Let's go to the Darren McBreen section and see if it is. I saw it in the first segment of this hour, and it just blew me away. Pedo groomers from hell. And it ties into another video he put out this week that I requested he put together. Trump releases hell on pedophile networks. Well, the two videos are both powerful. They go together. I'm going to air those together for the full audience in the last segment of this hour, the last segment of today's show, coming up in about 20 minutes. Doing about 30 minutes because it's so incredible. I mean, here's the problem, and it's how the enemy starts to win. I have gotten to the point, I admitted this on Friday, that when they do the pedophile story time and the new pedophile TV shows for kids, they're so bad that I can't watch it. I mean, like, oh, this kid's a top. He likes to have sex with other kids. And it's a guy dressed up like a woman leading a 9-year-old boy into a dirty mattress. And then they close the door. And I mean, and they, that's another video you're showing. Just don't show any of it for right now. And that image Friday we showed that showed him leading the little kid into the dungeon. But we're supposed to look at that. We're supposed to see that. So we can stop it. But they know what they're doing. They're just flaunting it and rubbing it in. So, yeah, there it is. Look at that photo of that monster man dressed up like a It the Clown. He's not biting that kid's arm off when the kid reaches down in the gutter to get his paper boat. He's taking him in with his tentacles right into his nest. And just look at that face. Look at that. God almighty. And it's in the Netflix show. I read the transcript and I actually watched it last Thursday night when the article came out. And you're not supposed to see that and then not go get, you know, torches and light them up and go attack people. I mean, that's what the natural thing to do is when predators are grabbing children and doing it. But when they dangle it out there in front of you and laugh at you, it's designed to demoralize you and break your will. Well, it's not going to happen. You're going to go to prison. You globalists are going to pay. Your pedophile networks are going down. And you think you're going to cover it up. You think you're going to get away with it on one level while you're promoting it on the other level. The dog's not going to hunt. So I'll cover it in the last segment. And I'm going to tie it into all these Democrat women coming out and saying, you're monsters. You're involved with the rape of women. They're involved in pedophilia, too. But Rose McGowan's come out, and even Alyssa Milano's come out. They're realizing that also, not so much Rose McGowan, I respect her, but people like Alyssa Milano realize her own constituents hate her. They know she's covering up, making it all about the Me Too movement, all about Republicans. Give me a break. The average Republican is a Dudley Do-Right turtle compared to the Democrats. I mean, the Democrats go from bad to worse, man. They are devil-worshipping trash. Hollywood is a bottomless pit of decadence. Now, let's get into the really important election fraud news right now. Look at this story. Facebook braces itself for Trump to cast doubt on election results. And Facebook says they have a kill switch in place where none of Trump's supporters or Trump will be able to contest. Only Democrats are allowed to contest, basically. And you've seen the talking point. Oh, we're going to contest, the Democrats say, but if Trump contest any of their admitted fraud, well, he's a dictator and he needs to be removed, and anyone that stands with him will be put in prison, the Washington Post headline read. So they're getting this ready, they're preparing it, and then sending out millions of random ballots to random people without even having names on them, in many cases, to just see what type of hell they can create to gum up the voting system. And then again, if you question that, you're bad. Meanwhile, the controlled media is like, oh, there's no fraud. There's never been any fraud. Look at this big story out of the Detroit News. Detroit absentee ballot chaos. So inaccurate, we can't even attempt to make right. Wayne County and others are reporting total devastation. It just clogged everything up. Wrong names, wrong addresses. A disaster. Mission accomplished in the states Trump won. Mission accomplished. And then they say, oh, he's taken away all the mailboxes. Obama signed those orders. It's ongoing as they downsize the post office. That's a fraud. But see, they just confuse it where the public thinks it's Trump election meddling when it's the deep staters. Here's another one. New Jersey election invalidated over rampant voter fraud, which I was told doesn't happen in the United States. But now they're reporting in New Jersey, it is absolutely rampant and massive frauds being discovered. There's a big article from townhall.com that details it. Another town hall article. It's a video. Watch RNC chairwoman explains the real problem the GOP has with mail-in voting. And she explains that it's random. It's the people's houses that are wrong. It's to create confusion. It's not about the post office. It's that they're sending ballots to unverified voter rolls, McDaniel said. And then she goes through how it's clearly for fraud. Yeah. Meanwhile, no bump chump. Biden suffers same fate as loser John Kerry and George McGovern in post-DNC polls. And that's even with their rigged polls that give him an average of 10 points or more. Remember, pollsters always give 10 to 15 points advantage to Democrats because it's assumed in the methodology that Democrats have more voters. Really? Okay. The fraud's baked into the cake. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi passes USPS bill to block common sense legislation to help workers. They don't even need the $25 billion, but they're just ramming it through to act like Trump was trying to sabotage it. So leftists fetishize that there are ballots out in their mailbox. So they fill them out, their neighbors fill them out, and they engage in good old-fashioned fraud. As Democrats have shown, they'll commit crime. They'll beat up children in broad daylight. They'll burn down police stations and shoot people that don't stop their cars at BLM Antifa checkpoints. They're lawless. They don't care. Of course, they're going to engage in massive voter fraud, which was done by the Democrats in mass, making an organized election meddling and election fraud. All right, we hit that. We got a bunch of political correctness news, a bunch of globalist news, and some more breaking COVID-19 news. Is Trump really planning to try to make us take a vaccine? I don't believe so, and I know the inside baseball, I'll tell you that. But still, it's a very dangerous road he's taking us down. We'll cover it straight ahead. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil. Ultra pure Arctic krill oil. High quality wild caught salmon oil. Vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health. Supports optimal joint health. Supports optimal cognitive health. Supports immune function. Supports vascular health. Supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and Ultimate Krill Oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, sweet. I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit, but my hand was made strong. By the end of the Almighty, we forward in this generation. Triumphantly, won't you help to sing these songs of freedom?
Well, you live to see it. The New World Order, globalists making their move on the Republic, on you, on your family, and on everything we've ever had or ever will be. Real evil, real tyranny. Okay, let's lay it out here. I am not a Trumpophile. I have gotten nothing but blood, sweat, tears, and pain for supporting President Trump. And I would do it all again over. Pretty much the same way. I know a lot about Trump. I know the inside baseball. I know that Trump fundamentally believes in not destroying this country. I know there have been massive campaigns of harassment and targeting against everyone prominent who has supported President Trump. And so that's why you've seen people like his sister, a federal judge, be part of these operations against him. And what did Trump say when his sister helped run that operation against him and didn't come to his brother's funeral? He said, man, I sure miss my brother, Robert. And I'm really sad about the things people close to me have said, but it's okay. I forgive him. Everybody can see what we've done and how we try to turn things around, and you judge a tree by its fruits. And so I don't care. And, you know, they really fought like the devil to keep Trump away from me, because Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson have done a great job advising the president. Because Trump really sees himself as a talk show host. He just wants to be a guy that talks to people, has ideas, cheerleads America, and that's what he says he is. But I've talked to Trump many times, and it's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I guess he did what I told him, too. I mean, I told him a couple of times. I said, sir, you don't need to tell me how great I am. I just want you to know I appreciate you. You need to really go after the deep state. They're spying on you. They're evil. And Trump's called up my wife. He's called the people, you know, in my family, and said, man, Alex is a real man. You're lucky to have him. He's really strong. There's not a lot of guys like that. And Trump doesn't tell average people stuff like that, folks. He'll tell firefighters that have been fighting for 2 weeks straight, firefighters, you know, battling giant blazes who've just lost some of their people. He'll tell them stuff like that. That's who Trump admires, is people in the arena. And Trump knows what they've done to me and this audience who supports us. And Trump understands that brotherhood, that kinship that you only get when you're standing for what's right. But most people, when they call up and threaten your family, sue your family, dig up dirt that's real or made up, depending on the case, most people say, hey, I'm giving up. And so Trump's found out who his friends are and who his enemies are. And you found out who your friends are, who your enemy are. And a lot of people I thought were bad ended up being good when the crunch time came. And a lot of people I thought were good ended up being bad when crunch time came. And we're in crunch time, folks. We've been in crunch time for 5 years. It's going to get more intense no matter what happens to Trump. But I know this, surrendering to these globalist Satanists is not going to get us out of the situation we're in. It's going to make it 100 times worse. And I mean 100 times worse. So I'm not taking these monsters on because I'm some tough guy full of chutzpah or bravado or machismo or whatever you want to call it. I'm doing it because I know I'm in danger and you're in danger and my family's in danger. And in my life, when somebody comes down on me with a ton of bricks for no reason, I fight back because that feels natural. I don't do this because it's something I decided to do. I do it because it's who I am. And I know that's who you are. So that's why we don't need to tell each other we love each other when you call in. You don't have to thank me. We're like blood going through the veins of this planet together. We are together. We want freedom. We're the same thing. I don't need to look in the mirror and tell myself I appreciate me. I appreciate you. We appreciate each other. It's done. We need to take on the New World Order and defeat them. Now, that said, I've learned how Trump operates, and I think it's a dangerous game, and I don't really agree with it because it's not how my brain operates. That's where Trump and I are different, or we're alike in a lot of ways. I know how to use reverse psychology on the globalist, and I've accidentally done it a few times and watched them take the bait immediately, and it was spectacularly successful. But it's like the Ring of Mordor. You put it on, over time, it always bites you in the ass. Trump is playing third dimensional chess. People sit around and say he's an idiot. No, he's not. He's got incredible instincts. Sometimes he tunes out from people or acts like he's dumb, and that's not what's going on. And so I remember sitting around in the office 6 months ago with Owen Schroyer, and I think David Knight was in the, we were like, do we use reverse psychology? Like, do we say we're for the vaccine, so Democrats are now against it? And I said, no, they'll just ignore us. They want control of our bodies. It's about depopulation. But I said, I expect Trump will probably pull something like that, because I get in the zone sometimes. I go, he'll probably come out and say, you don't have to take it. He's concerned about it. A lot of people are worried about it. To let us know he knows, that's his pattern. He'll tell us he knows, he understands. Then he'll come out and endorse it and try to rush it, knowing that they want to get rid of him first and then have Bill Gates be the hero and then have Democrats in control and really crack down and really force it on us. But by him taking it on, it makes them and their constituents turn against it. And then he can get a vaccine that's less bad. And watch, he'll say only old people should take it because that's who it kills. And then he's like, hey, let the old people, they're dumb enough to take it, die. I mean, it's free will. Well, he did exactly what I said in the break room to Owen. And I said all that on air, too. You can say, well, Trump heard that and did that. No, that's not what's going on here. It's a little bit more complex and cooler than that. So it's a spirit, folks. Now, I can see that. I just don't do that myself. And it's because if I even start expressing anything Machiavellian, even for good, it starts to taint my vision. And I don't know how Trump does it, and he's a different animal. But I neurotically am just straightforward, just absolutely, this is it, this is how it is, and sometimes when I don't know what's going on, I'll tell you. Talk show host is never not supposed to know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, I'll tell you. My windshield's fogged up, I got to pull over. Now, that said, this is really dangerous what Trump's doing, because he says, oh, maybe I'll get the UK fast-track vaccine over here to kind of kill the debate, say it's here, and then see what happens. Well, they can easily give him one of the tainted ones, or the ones Gates has. You make 80% sick, 20% got to go to the hospital. That's the weak version. 100% get sick, something like 42% go to the hospital of this new one. Like, what are they doing coming out with one that admits that bad? They usually cover it up. It's because they know they can't cover it up. This is their big move, folks. They want to just normalize this. So Putin did the same thing. He came out with a vaccine that's very weak and said, okay, we're handled, we're saved, because he knows the media made the vaccine king. He knows the vaccine internationally is going to be tainted and sterilize the Russians, like the globalists already did under the Soviets. And so I knew what Putin was doing when he came out. And then, of course, the U.S. is like, we can't trust it. It's poison. It'll get us. Even better. Now we're talking about poison vaccines. So I get the Hegelian dialectic psyop stuff that's going on. And I get that some of our people are going to use those dark arts to defeat Satan. I just don't know if that type of psychology, I don't want to call it darkness, but it's getting damn close to it. So we'll see what happens. Time will tell. The force is with Trump, and I know God's with him, and I know Trump is dialed in, and I know he knows Barron got damaged by it, but this vaccine will not protect you. Gates even admits it, but says you're going to take it so you can travel on an airplane or have a job. They're just saying, hey, it's not even going to work. We have liability protection, and if you want to step 1 foot outside your door, you're going to take it. That's what this is really about, is the global social credit score. All right. Incredibly horrifying. Bottom of the snake pit. Pedo information where they openly declare they're going to have sex with your children on Netflix with children on the shows. We're going to play this coming up because it's the right thing to do.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. guaranteed. This is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here. It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We've launched our new big special, and it's only running for a week, the Everyday Essentials Sale. We have free shipping on these best-selling items and up to 60% off, starting with the 8-Pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2 combo. X2 is back in stock with the soon-selling-out 8-Pack Power Stack for 60% off. We have the Heart and Body Combo, Extendowise and Vasobeads that go together like a horse and carriage, 50% off. Again, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock at 33% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X2, 50% off with the spray bottle. Prostaguard back in stock with the zinc and the saw palmetto and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of this big sale while you still can. Get great products and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're about to go down the rotting, stinking New World Order rabbit hole here in just a moment. And after the show is no longer live in about 12 minutes, I hope that you will take the archive of this video once it's posted to band.video, and I hope you will share it, because there is a war on for our minds as a opening into our souls. Okay. Couple program notes. We are going to start a new election countdown live, basically commercial free. We'll have a few breaks for local stations, but we're going to cut our ads out. So you're talking maybe 5-6 minutes of breaks an hour, 7 to 10 p.m. weeknights. Okay? And it's going to be election countdown. It's going to be election countdown. And believe me, you don't want to miss that. And it'll be free to air to the radio and TV stations. You'll find the feeds at InfoWars.com. And newswars.com. And I'm going to start coming in every Saturday, as I've already been doing. And I'm going to be going live from 2 to 4 p.m. with a special report. So you can tune into live or then find archived with whatever the latest news is. So much is moving so fast. And then always there's a Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I've been doing this 16 years now. Man, time flies. The national show for 26 years or 24 years. Took a few years to get syndicated. And then we've also got a new Sunday show we're going to do, hosted by Owen Schroyer. It's going to be 2 hours that, again, will be commercial-free for network ads. You'll have a few breaks for local stations that want to pick it up, but it's going to be very ad-light for 2 hours every Sunday right through the election. And so we've got a lot of special guests, a lot of big breaking news, and I just really appreciate all your support. I would also throw out to listeners, please remember that it takes money to fund this and money to have reporters in the field, and you're getting great products at the same time. And so if you want to continue to see reports that really change the world for the better and that shake these tyrant New World Order pieces of crap to their very foundations, then go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's the main way to fund us. And get shortwave radios at the highest quality, low price. High quality storable food, highest quality, very, very low price. The great privacy pockets, so you can put your cell phone in there in your purse or in your wallet. It's very thin, in your jean pocket, pants pocket, and not have big tech and the globalist and the Bill Clinton run, Bill Gates run contact tracers track you illegally. So many great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Everyday Essentials sale that has to end next Sunday. Take advantage of huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The 8-pack power stack and the X2 liquid, taken under the tongue, back in stock. The X2 is 60% off and free shipping. So it's free shipping on these select items. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, 33% off. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, the spray bottle, 50% off. Prostagard with a saw palmetto and a high dose of zinc. So good for you. That is 33% off. Survival Shield X2 and X3 combo. Learn about why X2 and X3 are so special. Learn how they're essential to life. Krill oil, 70% off. Selling out fast. And so much more. All that has free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, shortwave radios available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get them now at 15% off. That is a great deal because there's not much profit in those. Okay, let me hit this right now. The Me Too movement is a Democrat Party movement where they say all sex is rape, men are bad. If a guy asks you out, it's rape. Gillette runs ads where a guy asks a girl out, it's rape. Men aren't supposed to talk to women. We're all supposed to stay separate. Kind of a beta test for the whole COVID lockdown that's down here. They want us separate as prisoners under their control. And then it distracts from all the real UN-run sex slavery. It distracts from all the pedophilia being promoted, the giant sex rings being busted, and all this national news saying Trump's crazy, it doesn't exist. And first they tried the whole Pizzagate thing to say that nothing exists. And now they say, oh, because a few people pose as the Q movement. Not all the Q's bad. And say things that aren't true that can be disproven. No kids are being kidnapped. Everyone siding with this is sick and evil and part of a larger cover-up. So here's two reports together that are incredibly important and incredibly powerful that are also posted at band.video that I hope you'll share. The DNC, ladies and gentlemen, is part of this evil group. So here it is, pedo gropers from hell that dovetails with Trump unleashes hell on child traffickers. Here are the reports together.
This is going to be the grooming of the next generation.
That's the whole goal, is to make kids that aren't used to seeing something like me more comfortable just seeing it.
The woman gets up on her table, spreads her legs. It's a man. This is adult entertainment. But what do predators do? They target children.
Start them young, right?
Breaking news. We have just confirmed that a registered child sex offender has been reading to children at a Houston public library as part of its drag queen story hour.
Shake your butt. Shake them, shake them, shake them, shake them,
shake them. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in?
What has this world come to?
Some people consider it provocative. It's not inappropriate.
Family programming.
There is now a push to normalize pedophilia.
This is going to be marketed to children. It's going to sexualize children. It's going to tell girls they can be boys, boys they can be girls. And it's the same kids that they just forced to watch the Cardi B softcore porn video. And so this is just a big demonic exercise.
It make me feel liberated. Right here on her privates. And if you push those, she makes these sounds.
Now, does anybody in this room know how to twerk?
I couldn't even get through one episode of Big Mouth. I mean, it's literally children having the raunchiest, most disgusting sexually oriented conversation.
Meow, meow, who's got the cream?
Me, I've got the cream.
It will never be okay as much as Hollywood wants it to be.
Under MKUltra, they experimented on children. We were even taught this in psychophysiology program, that if you get to a child between ages 1 and 6 or 1 or 8, especially with sexual abuse or sexual trauma, you will split their personality and they will be imprinted the rest of their life. And many times that results in split personalities and disassociative behavior and other things. And that's why it takes critical thinking. The people have got to look at this stuff critically and see what they're being fed so they can cross that psychological line that they just refuse to see it when it's right in front of them.
People that blow the whistle on elite pedophiles tend to have accidents.
We are grooming the new generation of Americans to be fully embracing of diversity and inclusivity.
You are secretly saving the world from this satanic cult of pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
Or well, I haven't heard that, but is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing?
Marina Abramović is a superstar with every weird, twisted Hollywood, D.C., or New York lowlife.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name 3 things that don't hang themselves.
Maxwell participated with and assisted Epstein in maintaining and protecting his sex trafficking ring, ensuring that approximately 3 girls a day were made available to him.
Human smuggling. People think of that as an ancient art. There are more human smugglers right now, traffickers they call them, than at any time in the history of our world.
Trump has signed executive orders to expand interdiction of human trafficking. It's exploded. He's got the Navy and the Army involved stopping it, and they're having huge bust of small children kidnapped.
Operation Cross Country led to the arrest of 120 human traffickers. One of the victims was just 3 months old.
124 arrests.
339 criminal arrests were made across the state.
84 underage boys and girls forced into prostitution.
Sarasota deputies have announced the arrest of 25 people accused of traveling to have sex with a child.
Tonight, more than half a dozen accused child sexual predators are off the street.
One trafficker was arrested after making a deal with an undercover agent to sell a 3-month-old girl and her 5-year-old sister for sex.
Human sex trafficking of juveniles.
I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government, whatever we can do, in order to solve this horrific problem.
The whole Clinton system is just littered with pedophiles, and Tony Podesta running, you know, full-page articles about how he loves art of naked children. They're throwing it in our face. We could show you thousands of hours of pedophilia on TV. The New York Times, The Washington Post, Vice, HBO, Salon saying sex with children is good. We need to have sex with children. This is a cult. Most of them were abused, and then they go out and want to abuse more children. It took over the Vatican. It's taken over everything. And those two reports together are powerful. Trump unleashes hell on child sex traffickers. And pedo groomers from hell, both are at band.video. But I'm going to put this special report out tonight with a powerful title. I think it's going to be Media Confronted with Total Proof. Trump right about giant pedophile rings. I mean, America right about it, that it's here. It's the cult. It's who they are. And they want to say it doesn't exist while they push it out in the open. Just like they said, oh, we don't want your guns. Now they want our guns. Or we don't want to get rid of the country. Now they want to get rid of the country. Now they're being honest.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.